Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with Mike. We got an amazing show for you tonight, folks. Okay. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight, folks. Tonight on the conversation, holy cow. If I can't America, there is nothing against Joe Biden, but there's something majorly cognitively wrong with him. Into that illegal border crosser freed into the U.S., charged with raping a 12-year-old girl in Maryland. Wow. One is one too many, and we've had way more than one. Like the old t-shirts, like how many guitars you need? Just one more? How many times does this need to happen? No more? Executive orders. Macau on Trump executive orders, and we're going to start seeing some sanctions against communist China, because it's like a China Communist Party. You know how all these people with this flag of freedom were standing up against the Chinese regime and the Chinese Communist Party, and now it's been wiped out because of things, murder hornets and COVID-19 and the bubonic plague now and swine flu. Jonathan Lopez, an unsuccessful candidate in Umatilla County, Oregon, has confessed to penning an anonymous racist letter to himself. He wrote a letter like a racist letter, and he's trying to pretend like it was done by someone else, but he admitted to doing it. That's all we really need. More, I'll get into that. Kanye West said that Democrat, you know, like they're threatening people, you know, sorry, but it's racist to say that you have to be Democrat if a white guy can't be. Like, if it's racist for them, it's racist. I'll go into that. The Breathe Act, yeah, there's like a, with this like far left, like, I can't breathe movement. Yeah, they're trying to pass all kinds of stuff in this Breathe Act that's actually calling for undocumented people to vote. Into that some more. 148 long foot mural as a tribute to Black Lives Matter in Hollywood. They're going to unveil this. The Laugh Factory. Kanye West comes out now again like, hey, well, what I meant when I said that if you have to choose between me and Barack Obama, you know, let's say I'm black, I have to vote Democrat. He's putting that, and of course they try to backtrack and all that stuff. I'll get into all kinds of stuff. Cannabis concentrates, like the new thing, I'll get into that. They're more affordable than ever, should you really use them. I'll get into that. So much more. Also, the latest from Manchester United, as we are 1 point away from Leicester City. I'll get into that and so much more. Welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel part of it. And I really hope you do. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Matthew 6:6. Think of that as going through your evening, your day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. We got the PayPal link. This is not free. So, you know, it takes money to do all this and do all this research. We have border crossers. Okay. We can't have them all. We can't act. They come across the border illegally. He's released into the United States and rapes a 12-year-old girl in Maryland. He's facing 2 counts of rape. Second-degree rape. Back to those videos I had like a couple years, like watching do not vet. Okay, so you're against vetting in America. Yeah, okay, so we're gonna go to your house. We'll go to your house after this and we'll have a party. You cool with that? Well, okay, whatever. I'm gonna hang out with you. I'm gonna make sure you're cool and stuff. I'm just not gonna let anyone in my house. Why not? I'll make sure that you're safe in this. And okay, that's fine. Okay. So don't you want to make sure people coming into this country are safe, that we know what vaccines they have? You know, we're not bringing diseases and all this stuff. And yeah, sure. I want to screen people before they come in. Screen as in vetting to make sure that we're not just putting them in here. Because that's what vetting means. Down and had an actual conversation with these people. They were against the very thing they're protesting for. They're against that. They want vetting. They want to make sure people that come into this country are safe and not going to kill us like they did on 9/11. They want to make sure that they got the vaccine. They so who knows what they're bringing in, because we could have eradicated them here, that in that country they haven't. There's a video, and it's an utter failure from a wrong point. This guy's like, Black Lives Matter. And he's like, okay, so what are you protesting? You know, Black Lives Matter and stuff. And he goes, what if I was to prove to you statistically that I'm more likely to be killed by a cop than a black man? And 99% of all cops kill black people or black cops, so how's that business? Oh, I'm getting out of it. Just leave. Just get out of here. F you, get out of here. Okay, so how is it? We're not saying, no one here in the world is saying that George Floyd deserves what happened to him. We're saying that you're more likely to be hit by lightning twice in your life than win the lottery. You're more likely to die being killed by a cop than a black person. That's fact. There's no good cops. No, they're all bad. Okay. I just want to find. I want to find out who these people are, so that we can put his name in the database. And if you ever need the police, don't ever help this person. There's no good cops. So if he's getting robbed in his house, I hope he's using the Second Amendment rights respectfully. Like those two girls that are like F Trump, F the USA. Okay, find out who they are. If you don't like America, the beauty of, see, we have freedom in this country. Other countries like Cuba, you can't just leave. You go to a coffee shop. There's a guy that walks to a coffee shop. It's in Cuba, and he walks all around. There's all these album videos. Goes into this coffee shop. No water, no coffee, nothing. They have nothing to serve. Okay, let's go into a grocery store. There's like into this like store you buy stuff. There's nothing there. Ridiculous that they want that up here. My point is, they're out marching doing this, and if you really have an honest conversation, oh, I don't support this, or that's what you're out marching for. You're against, you just, people here think that the board should be a swinging door, that there's no crossing. You just go across. You don't have to prove. You don't have to go to a border guard and say, can I have your passport? Okay. Here's my passport. Here's my ID. Okay. Yeah. So how long do you plan on staying in America? A day. I mean, a week. What is it, sir? A day or a week? I mean, a weekday. No, the whole point of having a border crossing is, who are you? Where are you from? They have people in Britain that are working for like $100, $200 a week, like way below minimum wage. They're illegal. They're looking for, and they're being enslaved. Because, hey, and the boss knows what's going on, and he pays them under all this stuff. And they're illegal. And they're not getting what they're paid. They're not getting minimum wage or nothing. And they're being taken advantage of. You go to Britain, they have people to walk around that, okay, let me see your proof of residency. Okay? Because they can tell people that are kind of like wandering around the street of Britain that don't have a clue, not legal. And they ask them for their status. And people, a lot of people in Britain, they can tell if you're a British person. If you're in, you are, but you're not necessarily from Britain, you're from, you know, no problem, here's my whatever. Yeah. How dare you ask people in Mexico? In Mexico, yeah, go to Mexico. Ask me if I'm a citizen, if I'm trying to sneak into Mexico. They would do that. It's racist in America. You're profiling. What, because you want to make sure that he's a legal U.S. citizen? What's it, if he has, if he's legal, how hard is it to, here's my document, bing. This world we live in. Black Lives Matter, the group, only cares about the blacks that are killed by white cops, which is like a 1%. That's why you never see them. That's why this Last Factory mural, this Black Lives Matter mural, infuriates me, because, wow, George Floyd, I'm sure there's people out there right now that are screaming, oh, that racist bigot, how dare he? Yeah, well, okay, so what? Where's all the skills? Where's his moment of fame? Where's his super funeral? Sequoia Turner, where's all the Black Lives Matter protests? Oh yeah, it was a Black Lives Matter person that killed her. Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Barack Obama? Where's all these people that started this divide? Where are they when Sequoia Jackson? Where are they? They're about as helpful as Alyssa Milano is speaking out against Joe Biden. Oh, we have to leave all women come forth with accusations. A woman damn near, they had Democrats to say, nah, I know Joe Biden did it. I know he did, but I can't vote for Trump, so I have to vote for that guy that's got third, that's stage three dementia. It's not a white issue. It's going to give a Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey circus to one man because he was killed by a white cop. You should be treating every death that way. If you're going to say Black Lives Matter, then you need to say all black lives, period. That's why I like Woody Barr. He came out and said, I don't like the group Black Lives Matter, but all black lives matter. All lives matter. Sentiment. And I don't, no one's sitting going, yeah, thank, oh, did you see what happened to George Floyd? That's awesome. No one's saying that. We're just tired. Tons of black people dying every day, and no one gives a crap about them, but we're supposed to care about one black guy. Because George Floyd, because I care less about George Floyd, because I care about everybody. Not that I don't care about George Floyd, but why is he special? Why is Sequoia Turner's? Why is Sequoia not? Why is that 8-year-old? Why does she mean nothing? Why is she worthless? There was a protest one time, and they were bashing windows on cars, and there's a car driving up. Man, there was a baby in that car, and they smashed the window and broke in a million pieces under this baby. And then they're flipping out. People start attacking police cars, so he's pouring it with people on there, and that cop should be charged. How dare he? Oh, that's what's going to happen. They're going to get it to where a cop gets shot at, and he fights back, and they're going to go after the cop for misconduct, even though he was shot at. You're going to be able to own a gun and have a Second Amendment right, but you're not going to be able to use the dang thing, because if a guy breaks into your house and, well, I might as well just let him rape my wife, because if I try to shoot him, I'm going to be looking at murder charges, even though it's self-defense. I would still shoot the SOB. I'd just go to prison for it. And I'd be like, okay. And I'd do it over again and again and again. Yeah, I took my mom to the range yesterday, first time. She'd never been. I've been to many ranges, just not that one's only been there twice. And I'm like, no, just come. Watch me. And that way, when you bring your gun the next time, you've already had the experience of being there. You're not going to be overwhelmed. And she's like, thank you for not making me feel like an idiot. I'm like, no, there's no such thing as stupid questions. Everything, it's, you know, and all, the first time I took, I basically like, it's all about safety, 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 safety. Look at that clip. I don't care if there's a bullet in or not. Treat it like it's loaded, like it can kill you. Treat a barrel like it can kill you. And if you look at every piece of the gun that way, you'll always treat the whole gun the same way. I mean, I've been to places where even if you have an ECI in there, an empty chamber indicator, you never, ever, ever have a gun, period. Because, well, I thought this one in there. You didn't think about it. You know? It's just common sense. But when you have Joe Biden that can't even bring himself to say America first, he, well, I can't. And when, then when, you know, I mean, it, oh, it, when, it, you know, there is something majorly, majorly wrong with him. He took a cognitive test. That's all he said. He never did test. I mean, this is not a joke. Here is an assisted living community. I've taken tons and tons and tons of dementia training. This is not a joke. This is bordering on elder abuse. He is having major problems. But you've spent 3.5 years trying to win the 2016 elections, and that's what you're left with, Joe Biden. Maybe instead of blaming Trump for everything, why don't you, okay, let's say Trump isn't doing anything good. Let's hypothetically say that Trump's world is bad. Then why aren't you in your communities making it better? Why aren't you cleaning up the streets? Why aren't you doing something to make it better? Well, I've been in Congress for 50 years. When I become president, I'm going to fundamentally transform and make America better. Martin Luther King made America 100% better. And he was no politician. Nothing. He was a man that had a dream that all humans are created equal. Whites don't have it better than blacks. Blacks don't have it better than Asians. We all come together. Remember 9/11 when you saw Muslim people being helped by Jews and Jews helping Muslims and Catholics helping Muslims? And everyone came together. I remember it. I remember when the flag at this could come for about $20,000. I just want to find some way to make a bunch of American flags and Confederate flags out of asbestos and then plant them all over so that when these people go start burning them and tearing them up, good luck. Original cancer with the micronite filter. The original micronite filter was asbestos. That's why it was so good. They found out later that asbestos is very dangerous. They switched to the filters we have today, made of cellulose acetate. And a lot of people had issues who smoked original cans, not from the tobacco, but from the acetate. But these executive orders Trump's doing, I think they're going to put down major sanctions on China. I really do. I think he's going to get down on them. Because there was a Hong Kong and a China. And they were like standing up against the Chinese party. Michael McCall predicts that Trump's promised executive orders on China will include executive orders to implement sanctions against the Chinese Communist Party. I think they need to. Okay, let's end the embargo with Cuba. In the process, let's demand that there's human rights. Let's demand that those people can do what they want to, they can leave. Let's end the communism in Cuba and the communism in China. I feel sorry for those people who are religiously persecuted. We were talking this past Sunday in church, and I'd love to try this. Okay, do you need a Hollywood movie studio to worship God? Because I've been to churches where it's like, can I have one of these chairs for my home? So when I watch Manchester United abroad, I wouldn't watch them, I'd fall asleep. I mean, this is more comfortable than my bed. Holy cow. And they have like, you hit a button and I guess like a floor comes out and there's like a heated pool and you go in and it's like, if they didn't spend $5 million on that stage where the pool is and everything, where you go in and get baptized, and they got probably like $80 70 or 80 inches long, their back sheets about 40 inches wide plus and huge, and they're like an inch thick, and they wrap you around, and you keep it as a momentum of your baptism and all this. I'm like, and this, and we're talking about this at Big Time with Church of God, where I go, and it's like, and this one church took all the chairs, all no instruments, no nothing, no Bibles. Can you still praise God? Can you still worship Him? Can you still? No phones, no this. Get stripped down to the bare bones. If we were outside in the parking lot, could we sit and worship Jesus? And then after they did that for a while, then they slowly added in, okay, here's some chairs. They slowly added stuff. But fundamentally, you really don't need. I mean, like after 7 o'clock, after this, if you go to Victory Temple Church, we have Bible study every Thursday, and it gets me away. It's like, it's my escape. Grateful Dead Pictures. Saturday night they do Dead and Company. And I hate when you're in the chat room and you're just wanting to have fun and just talk to people. Remember this, remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was there. And there's people that are just like either bots or something. Okay, this is my escape. I don't care if you're the biggest Trump supporter in the world. I'm not there for that. I'm there to just get away, get my Bible out, and I get away. It's my escape, and gets into the Word, and it's a lot of fun, and it's just amazing. And you see, I mean, heck, there are a lot of countries where you memorize this. Why? Because you read for memorization. Because you would go to prison for this. If a bunch of people are caught, no, we're not a church. We're all just gathering, just talking. There's no Bible, we have nothing. Some countries have to do with imprisonment to praise and to read this book. Most people have to risk imprisonment to read this book that we have the luxury to read whenever we want to. That's the world we live in, folks. Study. I get to do Bible study. See if I can. I've shared this. Yeah, they've changed this Facebook. It's a mess. Because, like, when I'm doing my conversation, I want to share the conversation video and then put something, put my PayPal link on it, it doesn't allow it anymore. Like, no, when I, that's what happened. When I did the PayPal link thing and attached it to the video, it just turned from the video to that PayPal link. Because normally I do, like words above it, and I put the PayPal link. So, I don't know, that's all messed up. When you get used to something and then they change it, I'm old school. Like one of my friends put it, he goes, yep, I can go a day without playing my Xbox. I go a day without playing the Xbox and it has to be updated. I'm doing 25 years and no update. But, I mean, I think, like, you want to have, and the embargo with Cuba, we need to have. Okay, like, I think you need to sit there and say, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put major sanctions against you, and we're going to start bringing our products and have them brought back here, made here. That we want some human rights for these people in China. Let me see where I'm at, folks. I got about 31 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Comment. Let me know you're watching. Comment. Let me know you're out there. But, I mean, like, we had to get a hamper. And we ended up at Walmart that had one that was in America. Everyone, I found some nice ones. Yeah, well, this is kind of nice, but, and this is made in America. I'm like, sweet. Because 90% of them are made in China or, like, India. Because I have ones, like, I thought about, I tried to look into finding, like a wire frame that I could get, like, some rope and, like rope around and make something like that, but, like, a wire frame basket, and then just, like, but, this is at Walmart, it's made in the USA, sweet, sold, because, like, everywhere, and it's like, una fabrica China, no thank you. You know, I talked about this before, about the guy that, since you're working, you don't deserve a stimulus, that stimulus, you shouldn't be getting stimulus, I'm sorry. I'm taking out of your paycheck, the amount that you would have gotten stimulus. And he got so much flack for that. Well, if people would have supported it, they would have, and I could see if, hey, so you're working and there's a stimulus coming out, hey, there's a local soup kitchen, if you want to take some of the money and donate it to it, I'll match you what you donate to help the soup kitchen. I can get behind that. That's all. Hey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rent a truck, and we're going to pull all our money together. If anyone wants to go, we're going to go to the store. We're going to buy a bunch of stuff and bring it to the soup kitchen for them. I'm down with that. Take money out of your paycheck, because since you're working, you don't deserve that stimulus. Wait a minute. Well, if he wouldn't have gotten flack for it, he would have kept that money. He would have taken your money. Well, same thing with Joe Biden. If you have to choose between me and Trump, you ain't black. He can say whatever he wants to. If you have to choose between me, the Democratic candidate, or any Democratic candidate, pretty much for that matter, Trump, then you ain't black. You have to be a Democrat. If you're black, you have to be Democrat. That's all there is. If that's the case, nah. That's bull. That's bull. That's what he means. I'll tell you right now, if Donald Trump was a Barry Goldwater supporter, someone that wanted to resegregate America, they would shove that down our throats to this day. Well, he was a Barry Goldwater supporter, and he wanted to resegregate America, so he's racist. See, Hillary Clinton is a Barry Goldwater supporter. She is. She was. She was buddy-buddy with Thomas Byrd. Here's my point. They, well, you can change, you know, Elkin couldn't. Donald Trump could go from being in the KKK to being at to getting away from it. And no one would care. They'd go, no, yeah, do you really think Trump really, oh, he's in the KKK, whatever. He couldn't change. Clinton can change every 5 minutes if she wants to. That's Hillary Clinton. She has that luxury. Democrats can change their stance in 2 days. Conservative, when you were born, your parents wrapped you in a white sheet at the hospital. That means you're a racist. What was in the black sheet? Well, all sheets in the hospital. What? Oh, yeah. Now, Biden was wrapped in a white sheet when he was born, but you know, it didn't mean anything. I mean, you know, they can change their viewpoint. Biden believes if you're a Democrat, you have to be black and Democrat. If you ain't me, you ain't black. Sorry. You're not a black person if you're a Democrat. I don't know what to call you, but if you're a black person and you're not Democratic, I don't know is there a name for you? You can't be black if you're a Democrat, unless you're a Democrat. Now, the people, here it is, the people that have black skin color that don't vote for Biden, that vote for Trump, they're a human being. They don't care. They look objectively. Okay, wait a minute. Holy cow, did you look at the statistics? Holy cow, you mean a black person? Whites are more likely to be killed by cops? Wow. Here I am thinking that 99% of all black deaths are caused by a white cop. Well, am I wrong? No, you have people that you can throw the facts in their face. Oh, you're getting me so mad. I mean, yeah, you're mad because you don't want to admit I'm right. You don't want to admit that we're right. You just want to sit there and, I don't know what I'm chanting for. Let me get out the thing that they sent me in the mail so I know what I'm supposed to be mad at. Okay, today I'm supposed to be mad at Democrat app that tells you what you're supposed to be, what your position is today. Did you get that thing? Yeah. I guess now we're against that guy. I mean, we were for him yesterday. I don't know. We just gotta be against him. Don't Democrats know what they're talking about, dude? The far left breath act, you know, because we need to do something. I can't breathe. They want to expand voting for undocumented people. Now I don't know what they're undocumented for. They don't know English. Don't know anything, and they're gay. Or they're like. Most Mexicans are very conservative. They know what it's like being a third world country. They know what Mexico's like. They don't have to think. They don't it's like the Democrats paint a picture. Okay? Well, Democrats have already seen the picture in Mexico. The Mexicans have already seen the picture. They know how bad it is. They see the picture of the grocery store with not any groceries in it. That's why if you go to a true Mexican restaurant, true Mexican doesn't have a lot of cheese in it because cheese is a luxury in Mexico. And it's not ground beef. Usually it's shredded. But most people from the South America know what's going on in this. Know what it's like to have the Democrats trying to grab down our throats. They know what it's like. They don't want it. That's the producer, by the way.
You just
kiss
women.
Yeah. Actually, a random woman with a key to that place. Yeah. Just, you know, because all women matter. So I got to kiss them, I guess. I've got like 10 lip funguses. I don't know. I can't identify them. They change every day. No, not. But they know what it's like. Like, people, hey, everything I see going on in the United States is what I saw going on in Venezuela before it collapsed. I don't have any associate. I don't want to be political. But I'm trying to warn people. I'm not from this country. I am a citizen now, but I wasn't born here. You can't call me a Tea Party person. You can't call me. I'm just a person who sees what's happening. I'm a person who says, oh, they're saying that I should light a match and throw it on gasoline. I see someone do that, and it don't end well. Lighting a match and throwing it at a can of gasoline, it don't end well. It don't end well. That's what they tell me to do. They tell me to take a fork and stick it in an electrical socket. They say, you don't get hurt. Well, I've seen it happen. I know it happens. You know, she's seen the end result of what these dumber rats want. She don't have to. Are they good? Is it going to work? So how did the U.S. make Venezuela fail if their socialism hasn't been done right? Yeah, actually, capitalism, if you do socialism right, it's called capitalism. It's called free market. It's called you have certain inalienable rights. Okay? Destroying a monument is not protesting. Burning a church down is not freedom of speech. Sorry. But it's not. I can burn down a church because I have the freedoms to burn the Constitution, which gives me the right to burn it. I'm going to burn the very thing that gives me the rights to burn it. No. So what's going to happen? I can't, sort of like, I'm talking about, sort of like Lego, where everyone said Lego was great and it was awesome until David Koresh started to have these visions where no one can leave the compound, no one can do this, no one can do that. Well, wait a minute here. That's what's going to happen in America. Oh, they're going to be 100% for it until they find out. They're going to get to a point when they don't. Wait a minute, this is not what I signed up for. And by the time that happens, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. It's too late. And then they can't do anything. They don't have the rights. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and flag you support. Go ahead and try to burn it. You're going to be shot and killed. We got a government military. These government militants are going to kill you. Go ahead and try to burn that flag. You'll get shot and killed. Go ahead. What's going to happen? Once these little brainwashed teenagers realize how screwed they are, it's going to be too late for them to do anything. That makes me sick when these little kids are like, la 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 la, I don't want to hear it, la 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 la, I don't care, I don't care what about you, I don't care. North Korea is great, man, they have free everything. La 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 la. Oh, I wish I could go, so great, live there. Be a Christian and go to a Muslim country if you think it's so great. Take this Bible and pray and go and go to a Christian, go to a Muslim country and see how much freedom you have. They execute their own people for not being Muslim enough. There's not a country that is more free than America. So where we're at, folks. About 17 minutes left in the program, and thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to get into this. Dennis Leary did it best. What happened to smoking a joint, eating a Twinkie, and going to bed? Was that a problem? No. Now, okay, I got the Humvee. Well, it's not a Humvee. It's a giant bong. Yeah, you put in about 10 pounds of weed, and you get a flame thrower, and you You know, concentrates and dabs are going to be more expensive and way more affordable, way more accessible. Oh, if you can smoke a bong, you can do a dab, and you can do this. And super ultra confidence, like, I'm tired of this. What happens to cannabis? Let me do some stuff, and it helps me. Not, okay, let me sit there and... Okay, that would take out 15 elephants. You put that, you burn that and collect the gas and spray the gas over an enemy, and they'd be like, you could take over any country, you'd be like, because they'd be out like a light. Instead of, hey, I want something that, wow, my muscles, it's amazing. I feel great. And I'm functional. Not this. Yeah, this is about like 80% THC. And it's so strong, you know. I mean, it's like super ultra. Like, yeah, I mean, if you do two dabs, you can overdose and get like, and have side effects from doing too much.
What about a dab and a half?
Oh, you'll be, yeah. But that's where we're at. And it's like, instead of having stuff that helps, that's not that bad, that's the problem. It's like, okay, I just want stuff so that it can tone down some of the effects of it being way so, the cannabis being way so strong. And I'm a huge cannabis supporter, but it's just like ridiculous how they keep trying make the stuff stronger and stronger and stronger. Let's breathe stronger. No, why don't you get something that works like a 14% and bam. Okay. I mean, when you go to, and when you try stuff now, it's like ridiculous. That's the thing. I mean, some of this, I don't know how you do a cannabis cut nowadays, because they'd be like, okay, after like doing one time, you'd be like, okay, I'm like this after the, okay, I've got like 10 more strains to try. I need like 10 days to try it. Or like, okay, I'll do something in the morning at like 8 o'clock and then I'll do something like 5 o'clock. And, you know, it's something that it works, it helps. But it's like duration. You know, I'm all for cannabis, but it's like, out, like, for it, like, I guess when you're, I mean, and it's had all different strains. I'm not saying that, like, back in the 70s or 80s, you couldn't find. There's some, not because it was kind of like grown under the cover, you didn't, it wasn't legal. It was hard to have these co-op, like these grows where people took their time and you're kind of like, hey, you got what you got. But there still was some Acapulco holds and Mishawakas and Thai stick and stuff like that that was concentrated stuff. There was some stuff out there that was pretty strong, but it's like now it's like, it's almost like, okay, yeah, I've got a 5.0 Loratana. That's perfect. I don't need Oxycontin. You know, they're showing tons of benefits to using shrooms medically and acid with microdosing. And we're talking micro, like very small. We're talking about taking a hit of acid, dividing it by like 60 or 70, and just taking a tiny little. It's showing promise. Very, very. It's not like one hit, like one dose. You know, same thing with is a guy that suffers cluster headaches. That's why I'd love to take some people that deal with migraine headaches and see if the shrooms, like Liberty Caps or Psilocybin, can actually help with migraines, because it helps that cluster headache. And do it controlled. Not just, here we go, man, just go and find someone selling shrooms and come off of them and eat them. I'm talking, okay, you got a migraine, let's put you in a room, let's do this scientifically. Because they're trying to do that with cannabis. Let's do some real scientific work, and I think it's great. Are there any adverse effects long-term of CBD or anything? We don't know any. There hasn't been proven any, but just it's better to be safe than sorry. I don't think they're ever going to find anything, but you never know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you think, because, again, we're still struggling with, because they had to get better, stronger, more powerful, and they're chemically changing marijuana to get the THC out to make higher CBD, or some of it to make higher THC. If they would just leave it alone, would that honestly be safer than changing it?
Now, what do you mean by changing it? Like doing the extra, doing the extracts where they extract all the THC out? Not really.
They're doing the abstract, or they're making the different strains, making a different plant altogether.
A lot of it, I don't think that's bad per se. It's when they sit there and like, well, I used to get this and it was 14% THC. Now they've bred it to where it's like 26%.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, okay.
I mean, if they're keeping, because there's like a dab that's super concentrated and sort of like, okay, like I might look at this tomorrow. I would have always wondered if you took a stockpile and you took a pound of G, just clarified butter, and you put it in the stock pot with, say, like 8 gallons of water, and you put 10 pounds of wheat in there. How much wheat would get extracted into that butter? Could you get the butter to like, okay, there's so much THC in there. It's like, you know, because that's, it's like, there's too much in a lot. I'm like, I just want enough to help me with my symptoms, to help my spasm, not to what I can still function, not like man, I only did like one hit and I can't even, I want to be able to be functionable, you know, work. I don't want to be like, it's kind of like Everclear versus Old Duels or Sharp Beer. Okay? There's a difference between.
There's no comparison to Old Duels. And Everclear.
Well, that's what my point is. There, like back in the day, you could get stuff that would be like, okay, you could use it and you would feel some relief, but you were like, okay, wow, like, you didn't even know you smoked anything. Now you can have stuff and it's like, whole, like, stopped in your track. So it's different. I don't think it's just this, I think, ever changing, trying to make it like 50 times stronger. Because I know a lot of, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Novigil or Provigil. There's a narcolepsy drug. And my doctor, he said, if we want to, I can probably label you as narcoleptic because I'm so fatigued and stuff all the time. I could sleep during the day and everything. But if you don't know this, they took a molecule. They took this molecule, Provigil. They turned it 180 degrees. They didn't change the molecule, just turned it and got a whole other patent. That's what new do. It's the exact same drug, 100%. There's no difference. Same molecule. Or what they'll find out is, hey, if we take and add this link to this molecule, guess what? It does not change anything about the molecule. It does nothing. It doesn't change what it does at all. But guess what? You're able to get another patent or another drug or whatever.
Did you hear a Bible study too? Yeah, I don't know what happened, but...
Oh, can I have my...
I know. I saw it. I was like, getting...
I didn't get the Lord, I didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo.
See, but, I'm expecting to have... That was telling of my day. Source code. If you had equipment.
You need to go on and talk about the precious factor, whatever. You need Jesus.
I need Jesus. Yes. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Melissa.
Love you too.
That is my wife. She is my wife. Oh, wow. Got about 5 minutes. 10 or 5 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in to this one. I hope you had a great time. I hope you do. I hope I wake you up, entertain you, whatever, you know. And when you look at the Premier League, I see United looking like they are. I'm seeing the United I haven't seen since Alex Ferguson left, and I'm excited. Paul Pogba is playing well. Mason Greenwood is playing well. Anthony Martial is playing well. Bruno Fernandes. Singing in the air tonight. The stars are bright. Fernandes. He's amazing. Everyone's clicking on all cylinders, and it's amazing. And we just need to get a couple players in there. Grealish is horrible today. You know, and that's the thing. Not everyone's going to have a great day. You're going to have bad games. We all are. We're all going to have bad days. We're all going to be like, okay, yeah, once it hit midnight, I knew I shouldn't get out of bed. But that's how it is. That's how it is. I was hoping I wouldn't get out of... When midnight hit, I'm like, yep, sorry. It's where, like, why did I get out of bed? I've had just like that start like that, but then turn out vice versa. But we're all gonna have bad days, and you know, Grealish. You know, hey, maybe, because he's a decent player. Hey, look at how now we'll take him off your hands. He's not doing that great. We'll take him off your hands. Maybe it lowers his price. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see on that one. But I see this. We're 1 point behind Leicester City. So just interesting. It's great. I love it. I'm just one of those people that, like, I love Dead Company, the Dead Company. I don't go to where people piss and moan about the world. And that's the thing. Like, my mom even said, because she goes, I'm glad I got to go to NASCAR when it was NASCAR before all this crap went down. And I'm like, thank you, because that's how I feel. It's like, we have outs. I want to hear music for music. I don't want to hear people. If I want to hear a comedian joke about something, then okay, he can write a song. It's a joke. But I don't want to sit there and have like Billy Joel song. Like,
I think that's what he means. I feel like all of us are taken away. When I get more enjoyment,
it's not enjoyment anymore. I'm Billy Joel on this new album. Going to be because you know, I mean, I've got songs about supporting Black Lives Matter, everything you know about oppression, about all this stuff. It's not going to be a fun album, it's not going to be great songs, it's going to be it's all an agenda. I listen to music to get away, I watch TV to get away. The 1 year is going to be a reboot, it's going to be a black family in Alabama in the 60s.
Are you serious? Well, I never liked the Wonder Years in the first place. Sorry. Not a Fred Savage. Didn't like the dad. Maybe a little bit too close to my real dad.
Yeah.
Don't know. We know.
Yeah, we know.
But didn't watch 2 or 3 episodes
on YouTube. Because I can watch, like, Mr. Beast that sits there and gives, like, opens up a dealership for like a day and gives away cars and does, and I don't have to, I can get away and escape and not have to deal with all the, I don't want to go in, I hate when I get on Dead and Company, the first time I just, okay, I'm just going to listen to the show, turn hear people talk about the virus. I don't care if you're the biggest pro-Trump supporter out there. I'm just there to get away. And, oh, remember that show? And yeah, I think it was in Atlanta in 94.
I'd be watching
the
kitchen
give
a speech about it. Army conference.
It got to the point where I'm Eric, welcome and welcome to this virus conference. Folks, I want to remind you that the virus has got a mask on. I know this is boring and it's repetitive and I don't care, but I'm going to take your station. You're just going to watch me because you need to. I don't.
And you were talking about both sides of the mouth and you couldn't follow what you were saying.
Yeah. It's like everything that we did for enjoyment, now they're trying to shove down our throats a good point. Away. That's it. But that's all I have time for, folks. Until this Tuesday, remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.